Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
It's our worship teams. It's just lively. Do you feel a fiery sensation inside while you are worshiping? I don't know how many here can recall, but just a couple years ago, we had to get together online to work. Well, you know, we had no choice but to.
不得已非得在网上聚会，但是呢，最辛苦的就是唱诗的这个部分。
Yeah, so you know, we had no choice to gather through online, and then the hardest part was to get the worship going.
虽然在荧幕上面呢，有人在带着唱诗。
Now, even though there's somebody singing on the other side of the screen.
但你自己在家里面拿着这个平板或手机跟着聚会。
But just imagine yourself taking a device like this and you're following along.
然后像刚刚那首诗歌在唱起来的时候。
And then, you know, just like that song that we just sang, while it's going.
你自己在家里跟着唱。
And you're seeing it.
就你一个声音。
Yeah. And you're seeing it by yourself at home.
然后荧幕上面你看到有七八十个黑框框在那上面。
And you know, on the screen, you could see these, like, you know, these portrait boxes, like, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them. 70, 80 of them.
Yeah. 对不对？可是呢，听不到他们的声音。
But you can't hear them.
感觉完全不一样，是不是？
It's a complete different, strange feeling.
神创造我们人啊，他爱我们，事实上是要让我们来敬拜的。
You know, God create us, humans, is to gather together to worship.
不是说他是因为他是神，值得我们要去尊荣他，所以非得我们去尊荣他不可。
No, it's not because he's Almighty God, and then he demands worshiping, so we have to do it.
神在他的爱当中创造了我们。
But God, in his love, created us.
因为他是神，而我们是人。
And because the attribute of God and we are human,
所以让我们能到最满足的，得到最满足的一种方式之一，就是在我创造我们爱我们的神面前，能够献上我们的敬拜和赞美。
So therefore, the deepest satisfaction for us, the created, is to be in the presence of the Creator's love.
然后不是只是我们个体的单独的在那边跟神膜拜。
And it's not in the individual us alone, one-on-one to the God.
神创造人的时候就说要生养众多，遍满全地啊。
God, when after he created us, he said we are to have many, and then to be across all edge of the world.
Yeah, to multiply. And fill the earth. 所以神要他所爱的，他所创造的这些儿女能够聚集在一起。 能够一起开口来到他的面前赞美，这是很自然的，是很满足的。So
it is only natural that the created by God want to gather together to worship him together as one. It's natural.
对，那我们也很感谢神。你看，我们教会喜欢唱歌。And
we're really thankful to God that our church loves to sing.
我们喜欢开口，我们来敬拜我们的神。We
like to open our mouth and we like to worship him.
来感谢主，不是只有我喜欢唱歌，你喜欢唱歌，我们旁边的人也喜欢唱，所以可以听见别人美妙的歌声。And
then thank God, it's not only you like to sing, nor I like to sing alone, but everybody collectively like to sing, and then we hear this harmonious singing together.
Oh, I didn't say harmonious. I said beautiful singing.
Beautiful singing.
It makes a difference. 因为我说美妙的歌声，并不是我们的声音都很好听，或者是唱的音都很准。
So when I say beautiful, by no means, I'm not saying we're all good singers.
Right? 我说我至少我讲我自己。 Okay. 但是我听见的是弟兄姐妹属神的儿女在神面前的敬拜，那是从心灵里面唱出来的，那个是没有得比的。But
what is beautiful is that what I heard coming out of every brother and sister's mouth is from the heart to worship God.
那就激励我的心。
And that is beautiful, and that gives me great encouragement.
我们也希望弟兄姐妹们常常为我们音乐敬拜的这个。 团队的服事的弟兄姐妹们祷告啊。
And I ask and I urge brothers and sisters to frequently pray for the brothers and sisters who are serving in the music team.
他们今天带领我们唱这首诗歌。
The song that they let us sing today.
他们的声音，还有他们的这个琴音和他们的鼓声。都是他们下心写的。
Piano, the singing, the playing of the instruments, all of that required hard work and practice.
我们一首诗歌唱五分钟。
A song ended in 5 minutes.
可是我们在神面前呈现的敬拜，不论是乐手或者是我们会众，我们在神面前献上的是我们的敬拜和我们的服事。
But you know, collectively, the instruments, the singers, collectively, what they offer to God is the offering of worship.
他们花了至少几个小时的时间。
And you know, hours.
五个小时都不算是为过。
Hours of preparation just for a 5 minute of.
但是这是敬拜，这是服事。
But that is the game of worship.
带给我们心中的喜乐。
To bring deep joy for us. And fulfill us through songs.
今天讲到的信息是从提摩太后书第一章。
Today, my message comes from 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章一到十四节，但是我们重点呢是会看十二到十四节。
The whole text is from verse 1 to 14, but the emphasis is on from verses 12 to 14.
在整本的圣经当中，特别是新约圣经的这些书信里面，提摩太后书是一卷我们可以说是最亲切而且最有感情的一卷书。
The entire Bible, and then more specifically out throughout in the New Testament, the book of 2 Timothy is actually one of the most personal and intimate scripture of all scriptures.
这是使徒保罗。他所写的一封书信。
It is a letter written by Apostle Paul.
这封信呢，它不是写给一个教会的众圣徒。
This letter was not addressed to all of the members of a church.
这一卷书，他所写的这一卷书，是给一个教会里面他所爱的特定的一位弟兄叫做提摩太。
Rather, this letter is written to one individual whom Paul loved dearly, and is a brother of church.
Right. Yeah. Okay. 保罗在写这封信的时候呢，这是他在他晚年，他要离世不久之前所写的。
And this letter was written at a latter time of Paul when he's not far from leaving this world.
他不但年纪大了。
Not only was he elder.
他那个时候是在监牢里面。
But also he was in prison.
那为什么他在监牢里面？
And why is he in prison?
因为罗马的政权当时把他下到监牢里面，因为他传耶稣基督的福音。
Because the Roman authority put him there at the time because of his preaching of the gospel.
因为他对主耶稣基督那坚持不懈的这个忠诚的心，他被下到监牢里面。
Because his relentless loyalty and his determination and loyalty to his God, he's put in prison.
不但如此，他所等待的就是什么？他所等待的就是要被处以死刑的这个处决的一个的这个裁决。
And moreover, he is just waiting for the death sentence to come upon him.
在这样的一个环境当中，他写了这封信给了一个他所爱的，在主内他所爱的比他年轻的一位弟兄。
And it is in that situation and environment he wrote this last letter to a young brother whom he loved in church.
那保罗在写这封信的时候，我先跟各位讲这个背景原因，因为当我们再去看这卷，等一下我们读这个圣经的这一部分的时候呢，当我们对他背景有了解的时候，圣经的这段经文就对你我的感受和领受是不一样的。
So why am I bringing this why am I building up this story or painting this background is because later when we read the scripture and with this background information, you'll be able to feel and catch on to all that emotions and then that the point of the message.
保罗在写信给提摩太的时候，我们会看见他对提摩太的这个口吻是非常非常的带着一个怜爱。
So, and then so when we read the letter that Paul wrote to Timothy, you will see that love, that nurturing love tone of voice in his writing.
保罗对提摩太的思念。
And then how dearly missed is Timothy to Tom.
然后呢，我们会看见保罗他体谅提摩太的处境。
And that Paul make a point to let Timothy know that he understands where he's at.
在圣经里面，我们常常会说提摩太是一个年轻人，年轻人。
So you know, in the Bible, we can, from what we see, we know we often say Timothy is a young man.
所以我们常常喜欢用提摩太这个里面的一些经文去鼓励我们的青少年，因为年轻人嘛。
And this is the same reason why oftentimes passage from Timothy is used to encourage our youth.
那当保罗跟提摩太说，不要让人小看你年轻。
And you know, just like when Paul said to Timothy, "Do not let them belittle you just because you're young."
对，然后我们就跟年轻人、青少年说，你看，不要让人小看你年轻啊，你们还是可以有属灵的榜样做给我们看。
So that's why to you youth, do not be belittled and give an example of your spiritual life.
但提摩太所谓的年轻啊，只是跟保罗比较起来，他是年轻的。
But you know, when we talk about young or youth of Timothy, it's a comparison relative to Paul.
提摩太至少三十岁了。
He's at least 30 some years old.
三十四十岁左右。
About mid-30 to 40.
他不是一个青少年。
He's not a young guy.
提摩太是一个爱主的一个弟兄。
And Timothy is a brother who loves God.
他是一个爱耶稣，他是一个服侍耶稣。
He is one that loves Jesus and serves Jesus.
他是一个追随耶稣、传讲耶稣的人。
A follower of Jesus and a preacher of Jesus.
肯定他也是一个对自己要求很大的一个人。
And you know, most definitely, he's one that expects a lot out of himself.
不是要求很大，对自己有一个很高的要求。
He has high expectations of his own doing.
所以，一个爱耶稣的人，一个爱神话语的人，又对自己要求高的时候
，So when a person that possesses this, loves Jesus.Follows Jesus and has high expectation of its own, himself.
很多时候碰到问题。
And you combine all this, oftentimes you have problems.
第一就是我做不到神对我的要求。
Well, number one is I can't meet the requirement what God wants me.
我爱主啊，我爱他的话语啊，这完全是真理啊，我要跟随他。可是我就是怎么老看到的就是我做的不好，不够。
And you know, I love the scripture because scripture is truth, and I want to abide by truth, but I just messed up. I can't keep up.
圣经要我结圣灵的果子。
The Bible wants me to bear spiritual fruit.
神要让我有爱。
And God wants me to have love.
有忍耐。
And to have patience.
有和平。
To have peace.
然后呢，对人要温柔。
And to be kind to others.
可是为什么一看到那个弟兄，一听到那个姐妹声音，我气又来了呢
？But why do I, when I hear that brother's voice or see that sister's face, I'm just pissed off.
肉体的情欲怎么又出现了呢
？Why is it that my fleshly emotions flares up?
我不是应该是完全有圣灵充满的人吗？
Aren't I supposed to be one to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
既然我是一个爱神、爱耶稣又跟随耶稣的人
，If I am a person who loves Jesus, follows Jesus,
那我应该就是认真努力过生活，然后我在凡事上面让人看见的都是很体面的，而且都是很有模样的。
Then shouldn't I live this? earnest life where everything I present to the outside is proper and decent with decency.
那可是为什么我在学校的功课就没有另外一个人好呢？
But then why is it that in school my grades are just not as good as another?
为什么我在我的工作单位里面，为什么我的成绩就没有别人那么好呢？
Or why is it that my performance is just not as good as some of my peers at work?
圣经里面讲这么多关于婚姻的这个真理，
and you know the Bible talks a lot about truth about marriage.
如果不爱耶稣不爱神的话就算了，照自己的方式去做。
Well, you know, if I don't love God and I don't want to follow God, well, that's another story.
但是我偏偏是爱耶稣，我又追寻耶稣，又是尊重真理的人。可是为什么我的婚姻出的问题没有比别人少呢？
But then the problem is, I'm a lover of Jesus and I'm a follower of Jesus. But why is there so many problems with my marriage?
我要教养我的孩子。
You know, I want to educate my children.
我希望他们人模人样。
I want them to look like people. No, I'm just kidding.
你养孩子不要把他养成像动物吗？阿猫阿狗。
No, I want to teach my. Just kidding. I want to educate my children so they become proper, productive individuals.
Well, that's true. You want to raise your kids so they're human
beings, not to be like animals, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe that's the first step.
那不但做人模人样，甚至你要说他们要有品格啊，要有圣经上面教导的品格嘛。
You know, not only they should be proper, but specifically to have.The characteristics and class of that from the Bible.
因为我爱耶稣，我追随耶稣，我认真的服侍，所以我要把孩子养成一个属神的孩子的样子。
You know, it's because I love Jesus, I follow Jesus, and so then, you know, I want to raise my child to have the image of Jesus.
对自己要求很高啊。
So that's like, you know, asking a lot from yourself.
所以也不是凭空幻想，就这是很认真、很努力的在教。
So,Doing all this, right? You're just doing it. You just.
可是你看见的老是你的失误。
But then all you see is your messed up.
这孩子就不是你要的样子。
And your kid is nothing like what you want him or her to be.
或者是你看见你自己对待孩子那个态度，就不是你想要做父母的样子。
Just so disappointed at how you interact with your children because that's nowhere near the ideal that you had in your mind.
提摩太。他的工作当时是在教会里面是做牧者的工作。
You know, Timothy at the time when this letter was written, his job, his position in church was to be a leader, a shepherd.
不知道他自己有没有一个家庭和孩子，但圣经里面没提。
We don't know if he's a family man because the Bible, the scripture never explained.
但是我们从圣经上面我们可以看得出他面对的。生活上面的问题跟挑战，弟兄姐妹跟你我一样。
But you know what we do know from the description of the scripture is that Timothy's daily challenge is just like the daily challenges you and I have.
弟兄姐妹，我们教会里面大家都是很可爱的。
Brothers and sisters, you know all of you that are here are lovely.
可爱，我们都是爱耶稣的。
And we all love Jesus.
我们都是遵从神的，在我们生命当中的主权呢。
And then we all respect and recognize that the Lord is the authority of our life.
我们知道我们的教会，因为尊重神的话，尊重主耶稣基督，所以我们喜欢在这个教会里。
And we know that our church collectively respects the Scripture.And therefore, we all love being in the presence of each other and here.
但是我们在生活当中，
but in our individual lives,
我们就是被生活上面的各种的压力和冲击。
You know, the impact, the pressure that comes from our life.
使得我们的心灵受到压抑。
So that, you know, it causes our heart and soul to be pressured, to be stressed. So then we are discouraged. And then we are weakened in our spiritual life.
当我们今天在看提摩太后书的时候
So, when we are looking at 2 Timothy today,
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
这一段话
this passage,
不是我们看保罗写给提摩太什么
It, we're not really looking at what is Paul writing the, to Timothy.
因为保罗在圣灵的默示之下对提摩太写下了这些神的话。
Because it's important to acknowledge that with God's inspired, Paul wrote these words down to, for Timothy.
今天这段话弟兄姐妹是圣灵要对你说的话。
It is the same. This passage is what the Holy Spirit wants to say to you.
当我在为这篇信息祷告的时候，神就带领我到了这一段经文里面。
You know, when I was preparing for this passage, and in my prayer, God led me to this passage.
我就看见保罗对提摩太所面对的这个环境，外在和内在的这种环境。
And what I saw is what Paul see when Timothy, what he's facing in terms of his environment and his position.
然后他对提摩太的那种爱心和体谅。
And then Paul's love and
understanding.
And understanding of Timothy.
他所写出来的这些话是神今天要对你我所说的话。
These words that Paul wrote to Timothy is also the words that God wants to say to you.
使我们能够使我们能够得到安慰
So that we could be comforted.
使我们能够得到受到鼓励
And to be encouraged.
所以让我们来看这段经文
So let's look at this passage together. You want me to read it? I can read both for you.
Yeah, let's both read it just slowly.
Oh, okay. Yeah.I mean, what I'm saying is I could read it for you.
Oh, no, that's good. That's fine. Paul, he 写信给提摩太，他说
In the writings, Paul said,
记得我们读的时候，我们不是看保罗写给提摩太。
So remember, guys, when we're reading this,Don't get out of the mindset of trying to read what Paul is trying to say to Timothy.
我们看神他这段话写给我的是什么。
Let's look at it as, let's read these as God is saying something to you.
这是神的话在对你在对我说。
This right now as we read is God talking to you and I.
奉神旨意凭着主耶稣基督里的生命的应许。Thanks, brother.做耶稣基督使徒的保罗写信给亲爱的儿子提摩太愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神和我们的主基督耶稣临到你
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God according to the promise the life that is in Christ JesusTo Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, peace from God and Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Guard the...
还没有、
yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
我们需要主的恩惠、怜悯和平安。
Wait, what?
How much do we need...The Lord's grace and mercy and peace today in our lives.
Okay.
我们在我们的生活当中，在我们的心灵的深处，我们需要的就是神的恩惠、神的怜悯和神的平安。
you know, in our daily life and in the deepest part of our hearts, what we really need is God's comfort, God's peace.
因为你现在在生活当中所面对的挑战，所面对的煎熬，所面对的压力，就是因为你得不到、感受不到恩惠，感受不到怜悯，感受不到平安。
And you know the stress and this unrest feeling that you feel is because the lack of we cannot feel or we're out of touch of God's comfort, mercy, and grace.
但这一切都是从神而来的，也都是神愿意给的。But
remember, all of that we long for comes from God, and He gives willingly.
第三节，他说：“我感谢神，就是我向我祖先一样，以清洁的良心所侍奉的神，在祷告当中昼夜不断的纪念你。”In
verse 3, I thank God who I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day.
我一想起你就流眼泪，我就渴望见你，好叫我满有喜乐。
As I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy.
这是一个被爱的人，提摩太是一个被爱的人。
You know, from that, you know that Timothy is loved.
是保罗所爱的人。
And he's loved by Paul.
你是一个被爱的人啊。
You, brothers and sisters, are a person that is loved.
你在主耶稣基督的心中是他所爱的对象。
And in Jesus Christ's heart, you are the one he loves.
保罗说第五节，我记得你心里为什么。 我想到你，我就要见你。为什么想到你，我心里面就能够见到你的时候有喜乐？因为我记得你心里面那个无伪的信心。这个信心原先是在你外祖母罗伊和你母亲有尼基心里面的。我也深信在你的心里。Now,
so why does Paul say that he remembers Timothy's tears, and when he remembers his tears, he wants to see him? Well, it's in verse 5, because Paul is reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
你们爱主的心是看得见的。
You know, it is evident that you have a love, God-loving heart.
你们当中很多爱主的心是让人感受得到的。And
it can be felt.
而且那爱主的心不是只有在你的身上看得见的，是在你的家人，信主的家人的身上看得到的。And
you know, it's not only felt and seen on you, but it's felt and seen on from the family, from the people around you.
你知道一个在灵里面跟主耶稣基督有相连接的人。
You know, a person that is truly connected with Christ in spirit
是有属灵的一种敏锐度的。
You know, has a sense of sharpness in the spiritual sharpness about them.
如果你是一个真的蒙恩得救的基督徒, 你知道的。
And you know it if you're really truly saved.
当你跟着一个在信心里面是属主的人交流的时候, 你知道他是有生命或没有生命的人。
When you're encountering a person that really has it, is really deep life in God, you know that person has it.
你会知道这位弟兄或姐妹现在跟神的关系是很亲密的，还是他已经远离了神。
You will know that if a brother or sister is close to God now, or he has strayed afar.
你会知道他是完全在神的恩典和怜悯之下，和圣灵的能力带领之下过生活，还是他像一个一艘小船已经飘到荒岛上了。You
know, or you can completely see that if this person is under the guidance of God and is living in abundant of God's providence, or is this person's life like a small, astray boat. That's lost. 就在大海里面，
大海对大海里面漂流，毫无方向，是不是
？In the ocean, directionless.
但是保罗所想到提摩太的不是如此。
But you know, when Paul thinks of Timothy, it's not.
当神看你的心的时候，也不是如此。
Well, when God looks at your heart, I don't. It's not the case as well.
因为神在你的生命上面，他看得见你信心的样式。
Because in your life, God can see the state of your faith.
他知道这个信心是他成就的，所以是在你的心中。
And that faith is what he had accomplished, and is in you.
虽然在也是神所成就的，但是这个信心的火焰很多时候是被风吹少，或者甚至奄奄一息的。
Although the flame of faith is present, however, it's dwindled by the wind of this world.
生活的压力
you know, the pressures of life.
人际关系的误解
the misunderstandings through social.
或者是因为生活的压力而没有时间在神的面前亲近他
or it is because of the busy, pressurous lifestyle that you lack of time to be present with the Lord.
我也没有坏嗜好啊
you know, I don't have a bad habit.
我不去赌博啊我也不去整天的这个娱乐而已啊。
I'm not a gambler, or I'm not like, you know, just submerged in pleasures pursuit.
我不过就是家庭和生活，家庭和工作啊。
You know, I just work and I take care of the family.
可是家庭的工作压力大了吗？房子大，车子大，所以呢就没时间去教会了。
But you know, the life is, you know, big house, big car, and I got no time because those things are too big.
重点不是去教会啊，重点是要亲近神。
The problem is not to go to church.
为了我的家庭，为了我的孩子，为了我的工作，我没有时间来亲近神。
The problem is not to go to church, but the problem is not coming to God. You know, for your work, for your family, for your kids, or everything.
而这样，对。
You lack of time to come to God.
我们来教会弟兄姐妹，我们要了解，你要来这边只有一个目的，就是亲近神。
And you know, brothers and sisters, the sole point for you to come here is to get close to God.
当你的长老们或者是教会的弟兄姐妹们关心问到你上周怎么没来，怎么没看见你的时候
，When you know your brothers and sisters or your elders comes to you and asks you, "Hey, how come we didn't see you last?"
那不是在记名单看谁来谁不来啊
？No, they're not taking attendance.
他在关心你还好吗
？No, they're asking, they're caring, like you doing all right?
你的信心像是一个被煽旺的火，在你的生命当中成为你生命的动力和源头。你是一个火热的信徒，过着一个充满这个丰富的生命。
When the flame of faith is fueled properly, it burns, and that becomes the sole power that drives you to have a faithful life.
Yeah, to have this thriving.Right, thriving and an active faith, life of faith. 那很自然的，你在教会里面，你不但来聚会，我要参加服事，我要敬拜，我声音要大，我是有喜乐充满，我可以有余地去爱人，去关心人。
So you know, then of course, if you're fueled by that abundant power, you come to church, you serve, you help, you participate in worship, you're singing out loud.And you're just giving it all.
还是呢？我的信心不是说没有了，是不是？不是说没有救恩了，因为这是神成就的。但是我的信心好像那个已经被浇灭的萤火，就是那么一点点、一点点小红炭剩下来了，已经烧不起来，烧不旺了。
Or is it your faith in a state where you don't lose it because God accomplished it? You don't lose it, but it went from a flame to a small flicker.
Yeah, or just the ember, barely,
ember.
Right?、
Mm-hmm.
Barely surviving
barely
in the ashes.
Barely burning.
那那时候来教一个压力。
Then, you know, if the faith is in that state, then even coming to church, attending church is a drag.
读神的话都是一种压力。
Reading the Bible becomes a drag.
那更不用说服事，或者是我们充满了爱心和信心和喜乐去服事人。
Let's not even talk about to be filled with happy and joy to go and serve others.
你看，可怜的地方不是没有来教会，或者是没有服事。可怜的地方是我们心里面空虚了。
You know, and that's not even the worst part. The worst, it's not. It's bad enough that you know not coming to church and whatever. But the worst is that there's a void in your heart.
我们在工作当中，在家庭当中所给我们的这些压力，已经在窒息着我们。
You know, the ever present work and the pressures from family or life, it's ever just choking us.
但是神的话说，我知道你心中的这个信心。
But God's word says He knows.
而且这个信心是不但是神看得出来，人也看得出来的。
And that heart, not only God could see, but other people could see.
因为你有这个无伪的信心，第六节说，为了这个缘故，我提醒你，你要把神借着我按手给你的恩赐，像火一样的被眺望起来。
That's why, you know, he knows that the faith is sincere in verse 5. So in verse 6, for this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God.
再次的眺望起来。
Is to say,
Again,
do it again.
因为你的信心曾经就是如那烈被圣灵的风吹的煽动起来的。
You know, because once before that faith was abundant, it's fueled by the winds of faith.
当你真正你第一次真正认识主耶稣基督的爱和他救恩的时候
，When you first went to God and came to salvation, that first love.
当你起初认识到神的话是真理，这个真理是永远不变，神的应许一定会成就的时候。
When the first time it clicked and you know that God's word is true, then you believe that it will be fulfilled.
你的信心强到是什么事情都挡不了你的。
And your faith in such an unstoppable state where you nothing could stop you.
这世界上面没有使你退缩的。
And there's nothing in this world that will cause you to wither.
这世界上面没有一个挑战会让你却步的。
And there's no challenge in this world that stirs fear in your heart.
神说你的那个信心要像火一样再次的被眺望起来。
And so Paul or God saying to you that your faith needs to be empowered like what it was before.
Yeah, to be reflamed and to be rekindled. 因为赐给我们的不是胆怯的灵，而是有能力、有仁爱，而且是一个自律的灵。
And in seven, this to relight the flame, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control.
讲的白英文很清楚，中文讲的白话一点就是，他给我们的一个不是恐惧有畏惧的灵，他给的我们是一个强而有力，而且是一个充满着爱，而自我能够有斟酌，能够有控制的一个灵。
Yes, to say that and like clear again, you know that spirit that God gave us has possessed three key things.Number one, that spirit is without fear. There's no elements of fear whatsoever in that spirit. Second, that spirit is a power. When you have it, you're full of power and love. And that spirit helps to have self-control.
Yeah. Amen. 所以呢，他说，不要以给我们的主做见证当做一个羞耻的事。
So,Here it is. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord.
他说：“你不要也以我，就是保罗那时候，是不是这个为主被囚的，当做一个羞耻
？”And you know, nor of me, which right here Paul is saying, Timothy, don't be ashamed because of the fact that I am a prisoner right now.
坐牢是一个羞耻的事啊。
You know, I mean.For real, if somebody's in the prison, it's kind of shameful.
一个基督徒去坐牢，他犯了什么坏事？干了什么坏事
？You know, if you have a Christian in jail, like you know, something's wrong, like shameful.
但是他说我不是。 我今天受苦难，我今天被下到监牢里，是因为福音的缘故。
But see, not in Paul's case, right? His case is righteous. He's in there because of persecution for his gospel work.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们在我们的家里面，很多时候我们在我们的学校，很多时候在我们的工作岗位，我们没有办法为福音的缘故能够发光。
You know, brothers and sisters, a lot of times, sometimes in our family, but for sure, you know, at school, at work. Now we can't shine for our gospel.
我们不敢为福音发光啊。
Or sometimes we're afraid to let out the light.
你讲耶稣就被人笑。
Now some you get laughed at if you mention Jesus.
哦，跟一个同事、跟一个同学交情好一点了，跟他们讲一点这个信仰救恩的事情，然后就被人说你不要在这边传教。
You know, you get close with somebody, and you befriended someone, you got closer, but then you start talking about Jesus, and they'd say, whoa, 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 you know, stop preaching me about God.
我有一次刚出社会的时候
You know, when I first go into the workforce,
然后为了工作的需要跟一群客户还有他们的这个中介人我们一桌人一起吃饭
So, you know, because of work, I had to work, I had to go to have a meal,with my client and the middle vendors and whatnot.
一群人在那边。
So a bunch of us.
都比我有经验的。
And they're all experienced people.
我是年纪最轻的。
I was the youngest back then.
我们在洛杉矶的市区里面，他们去了一个很高级的餐厅。
And you know, in downtown LA, we went to a really high class, high end restaurant.
坐下来不到一分钟。
And within a minute of sitting down.
那个主持那次午餐会的这个主人啊
And then the host of this meal
他就说
He said
对全桌的人说啊
He said to the entire table
你看那边那桌在祷告
Look guys, look at that table, they're praying
我最恨的就是基督徒
Oh, I hate Christians
我公司里面一群人一天到晚说自己是基督徒我跟你讲最糟糕的人就是基督徒
You know, I got a bunch of Christians in my company, but you know what? They're the worst.
带十字架，拿着圣经，整天说自己是基督徒，觉得比别人好。我跟你讲，他们在公司里面看黄色的东西最多的就是他们，骂脏话最粗的就是他们。
You know, wear a cross, carries a Bible, things are all that. But you know, when working, watching the more downloaded pornography.Or the ones that curse the most are these people.
你知道我那时候还在想。
You know, during that time, I was thinking.
我正在想，等一下菜来的时候。
Meal comes.
我知道我们公司的人不是基督徒，我不知道这群人怎么样，但我就想，我不可能跟大家说我们来祷告吧。
You know, I know that the people from my company, they're not Christians, but I don't know about these other people.
那这是因为话很多啊，没有人会停下来等你祷告。我就在想，我要不要先说，请你们等一下，我要先祷告。
You know, so but when the food comes, you know, I'm gonna pray. So I was formulating in my mind, how would I break it to them that hey, you know, can I have a moment to pray when the food gets here?
还是就等他们不注意的时候，我就眯个眼睛，然后就祷告，我祷告完
了。Or when they're not paying attention, I'll like close my eyes really fast and do a like super fast prayer.
Yeah. 可是这个人。这么有经验的，声音这么大的，在那边骂基督徒。
But you know this big guy, right? The guy that calls the shots, right there, openly just criticizing Christians.
我永远记得这件事情。
It's just deeply imprinted in my mind.
因为我那天没发光。
You know why? Because I wasn't shining that day.
我不知道，我不知道我该那他讲完了之后，我要在我所有的公司里面的老板、同事面前，然后说我是基督徒。
Because, you know, I don't know, because I was at this point where am I going to just break it to him when he like, make that openly criticism and I'm going to do it in front of all my colleagues and their people, like, hey, dude, I'm a Christian.
可是接下来在公司的十年当中，我就想尽办法，我要让人家知道主耶稣是我的主。
But, you know what? In the next 10 years that I spent in that company, I did everything I could.To make sure people know that God is my Lord.
等到我不是那个最新的菜鸟以后
And then you know, I'm not when I become the big bird.
甚至在那我也不是说等了十年之后我才开始说耶稣是我的主啊
No, I'm not saying like after 10 years I start saying.
但是从那一次以后，我就开始想办法跟我就要想，吃饭前大家很高兴，我也跟他们关系很好，可是我要说。 我吃饭前祷告，你给我一点时间。
You know, as I get out of my rookie stat, you know, I'm start letting people know. I make sure they know that before meal, I need to have a time to pray.
没有人会拒绝我。
And no one rejected that.
你知道那次给他抢了先机。
You know, I just, it's a shame that that guy at that meal took the first.
如果我先说，我知道我是最菜的，我是最新的。
Imagine if I'm
the greenest, right?
Yeah. You know, imagine if I did it like this, where before he was spoke, I straight up and say, hey guys, I know I'm a rookie.
对，我没有经验，我最年轻，可是我吃饭前先祷告，你给我一分钟。
Hey, but you know what? I pray before I eat. So give me a minute, because I'm a Christian.
我肯定那位他不会在那边大骂基督徒。
You know, if I had it first, if I took the first shot,I'm pretty sure he would have kept his mouth shut.
他心里面怎么想是一回事，至少我已经开口，我是基督徒。他第一次认识我，他也不好意思在我面前骂嘛。
You know what he thinks in his mind at that moment, it'll be another story. But at least he would not have the chance to open his mouth publicly criticizing Christians like that.
很多时候，不论是政权也好，是社会上面，或者是朋友当中，甚至家人当中给我们的压力，以后使我们为了主的福音我们会羞耻的。
You know, oftentimes, either through political or family or work, these interrelationships that gives us these pressure and makes us afraid.
甚至有时候我们自己在家里面，我们活出来的都不是一个属神儿女的样式。
Or even in our own, or sometimes in the comfort of our homes, we actually don't lack of living out that.Godly life.
我如果他这是我兄弟，如果我们住一起，我才开口用难听的语言去骂完他，我还跟他讲，哎，我们彼此相爱。
You know, if we were brothers, and he started, you know, like maybe cussing me out, and then right after that, say, hey man, let's love each other.
Yeah. 他骂我回来的时候，我就跟他讲，你这口不择言，你这像基督徒的样子吗
？But then when I cuss back, he'd be saying like, hey dude, like.You know, the words come out of your mouth. Are you call yourself a Christian? Can I say that?
因为我惭愧啊。
You know, I'll be ashamed.
但是那不是讲错的话。
What?
Okay, forget it.
Okay.
所以神在这边告诉我们说，我们要知道，当我们为了福音的缘故，当我们为福音的缘故，在环境之下，好像是被囚禁一样，那个不是羞耻。
God.Right here says to you and I that. No. Next slide. No, not this.
前面往前 ，Yeah.
Man, where'd you go?
再往前
Okay, right there.
对
So you know, do not be ashamed if you are put down or imprisoned because of your gospel.Proclamation.
要清楚明白的知道，我们是为了福音，为了主的缘故，我们在受苦。
To know clearly that if you're having a rough time, but you're having a rough time because you're doing good work for God.
但是我们要靠着神的大能，我们才能够接受、经历并克服这些苦难。
Okay, knowing is one thing, but it's only through the God's power, the big power of our God, we then can transcend out of just knowing that we're persecuted because of our work, but to come up, rise, and overcome.
当你在生活当中
you know, when you know, in your life,
当你在你的工作当中
or in at your work,
当你受到苦难，当你受到折磨，当你受到这个挑战的时候
you know, when time gets tough and the challenges get real,
我们要记得什么？神说第九节，神救我们，他以圣召呼召了我们，不是按着我们的行为，却是按着他自己的计划和恩典。
You ought to remember, God saved us and called us to a holy calling.Not because of our works, but because of His own purpose and grace.
神呼召我们的缘故是他呼召我们是一个神圣的呼召。
You know, He's calling us because it is a It is a
holy calling.
Holy calling.
Yeah.
这是神有计划的，而且在他的恩典当中实行出来的。
You know, and this is carried out from His master plan, and is carried out with grace.
你是在神完美的计划当中而拯救出来的，你的一生都有神完美的计划。
You know, your salvation is part of His perfect plan.
神因为爱你，拯救了你，他给你的生命有了意义，有了方向，他在恩典当中赐那力量，让你能够过你的生活。
You know, out of love He saved you, and with grace He gives you this abundance power
to live,
to live、
yeah.
for His purpose.
Yeah. 而神的这个恩典，在万事以前，在创世起初。神的爱就在基督耶稣里面将他的恩典赐给了你，赐给了我。
You know, and even before the beginning of time, before the beginning of creation, God's grace and plan was already imbued in Jesus Christ to be given to you and I.
但是现在借着主耶稣基督第一次的降世，他在十字架上面所成就的救恩的拯救的工作，神的救赎就得到完全了。
And it was through the first time when Jesus came, what He accomplished on that cross, and it is done.
表现出来神的救恩和他的恩典，因为他废掉了死亡。
And you know, by destroying death, God showed His grace. His grace.
Yeah. This is the end of verse 10.
Okay. 借着福音，弟兄姐妹，借着福音，就是借着神的好消息，把生命的不朽彰显出来了。
And who, so you know, Jesus abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
这是神赐给我们的生命。
And that is the life God gives us.
是有能力的生命。
It's a life of ability and power.
是已经废除死亡的生命。
It is a life that destroyed life. Death.
是一个不朽的生命。
And it is an everlasting life. Immortality.
然后保罗在这个时候就想到了，因为神所赐的这个福音啊。
And you know, Paul, remember, because of this God-given gospel.
我已经被派做传道的。使徒和教师。
So I am the evangelist, which I appointed to be a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher.
为这个福音，弟兄姐妹。
And for this gospel.
今天我也成了传道的、牧养的、教导的。
Today he became a teacher, preacher, and a shepherd. Apostle.
你知道，今天因为这个福音。
And you know, brothers and sisters, because of this gospel,
你今天就在世人面前成了那救恩的一个灯台。
So that you became the light of gospel before the world.
因为这个福音，今天你的生命就能够被主使用，照亮这个世界。
And it was because of this.Gospel, your life becomes a tool that could be used to accomplish great things.
因着这个福音,
and it was because of this gospel.
今天你在你的家中,
so that you in your house,
是一个福音的出口,
it is an outlet of the gospel.
是一个神恩典流入的一个管道,
and it becomes a conduit where God's grace flows in and power, good works flows out.
在你的同学朋友当中，因为你是基督徒，他们会受到神的祝福。
You know, amongst your friends, amongst your peers, because you are a Christian, they will be blessed.
你知道，我常常想，今天工作单位应该都很喜欢雇基督徒。
You know, I oftentimes thought, you know, like all these private sectors, like all these companies, should be like really wanting to hire Christians.
他们自己不需要做基督徒。
You know, they don't need to be Christians themselves.
可他们应该要雇基督徒。
But they should hire more Christians.
因为你雇了基督徒，神在他们身上的恩典就流到了这个公司里面去了。
Because, you know, you hired the Christians, and then so the Christians, the blessings that flows out of these Christians automatically falls onto these employers.
一个城市里面，一个社区当中，当真正属主的儿女越来越多的时候，弟兄姐妹，神的恩典流入到信徒当中的时候，很自然的会流入到他们的环境
当中。You know, like for example, a subcommunity in the city, when more and more Christians are populating that subcommunity, the blessings of that comes out of these Christians will fill the community and overflow to.Around them.
这是神在福音当中对你对我所做出的呼召。
And you know, this is the calling through the gospel from our God.
弟兄姐妹，福音不是文字的一个概念。
You know, the gospel is not just some concept by putting some words in a chain and read it and you get the concept.
福音是生命。
The gospel is actually life itself.
福音不是一个故事。
The gospel is not to be taken like a story.
福音是神对你的呼召。
But instead, the gospel should be taken as a calling from God to you.
福音是神因为爱你而创造了你。
The gospel tells you,And it should mean this to you that God loves you, so He created you.
福音是你本来不认识神，但是今天神让你认识了他。
The gospel should be the reason you didn't know God, but now you do.
福音是以前我们觉得生命就是这个世上面的一生，这几十年的生命，但是今天我们知道，原来神的生命的丰富是永恒的生命。
The gospel is the switch that caused you coming from the world.This life is as is, and there's nothing else to it. Switching to life has greater purpose, and there is an eternal life thereafter.
福音是以前生命为自己而活，然后人死之后就不知道了。
The gospel is the turning point from before where this is a life to live for yourself, and then when this life is done, Who knows what happens?
福音是今天我知道我是为主而活，而神在我的生命当中会有他无限的供应、无限的同在、无限的照顾和无限的爱。
But gospel is that changes that view from now I live a life of purpose, I have infinite potential, and I live it out because of the power of God. All right.
对，福音是今天我在我的生活当中，我所被指派的一切工作的能够做好的能力的源头。
The gospel is the reason and the source of that capability to accomplish everything you're called upon to do.In all aspects of life, and accomplish it with greatness and good results.
所以在这段经文剩下了的十二到十四节里面
，and so the remainder of verse 12 to 14,
神的话不但体谅我们
，God's word not only understands where we are.
神的话今天不但对你说。你要记得我所给你的这个生命的福音，我所对你的呼召。
God's not only saying to you that don't forget, don't overlook that this life-filling, power-filling gospel that I have given you out of love.
福音当中的呼召要成为你生命的动力。
The calling coming from this gospel should be.The source of power that drives you in your life
是你信心能够再次兴旺的一个源头
should be the jet fuel to your flame of faith
fanning that flame of your faith、
mm-hmm.
所以呢三点我们要记得的
so remember three things
第一
number one
就是十二节里说的
and it's said in verse 12
也是主今天对你说的。
And it's what God's trying to tell you today.
生命的把握，你对生命的自信是在基督耶稣里的。
It says that your confidence in life is in Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督是那艘大船的锚。
锚 is anchor. Jesus Christ is the anchor to the big cruise ship.
只要你那个锚是抛得牢，那艘船在大风浪、暴风雨中是不会迷失的。
As long as that anchor is down, even in the big, greatest of storms, that ship will not be lost, loses direction.
有些船，每艘船都有锚。
You know, every ship or boat's got an anchor.
但是有些船忘了把锚放。
But not every ship or boat uses the anchor.
那你锚在船，你锚还在船这个甲板上面，风浪来了没用，你有锚可是你没用啊。
And you know those that when the storm comes but keeps the anchor on the deck instead of using it.
你有基督耶稣，可是你把它放在甲板上。
It's just that concept is like you have Jesus Christ but you put him in a box.
可你生命当中碰到事情的时候，你不知道怎么样把你的信心建立在他身上。
And then so when trouble comes, you will have no idea how to build your faith on him.
记得要把生命的把握和自信是摆在耶稣基督上。
Remember to place that assurance and that confidence of life on Jesus.
第二是十三节里面所说的，就是我们要坚守神话语的纯正和他里面的教导。
Point number two, and is stated in verse 13.Hold fast to good Bible teaching and model it with faith and love.
不是只是在脑海当中或者行为上面在吸收神的话而已。
You know, it's not about just absorbing God's word and become a part of a knowledge data bank in your head or try to.
Yeah, just information and knowledge. That fills up our head. 但是要在信心和爱心，也就是说在生活上面，在与人的应对上面，我们要把神的话语能够展现出来。
You know, so it is like through faith and love, you have to put this in practice when you're interacting with others.
当我要把神话语的真理跟人分享的时候，
You know, when I want to share the truth,In God's word with people,
我有没有在我的信心和爱心上面啊，将神的话分享
？You know, am I sharing that with my faith, my foundation of faith and love?
如果我弟兄讲话触犯我
，You know, if my brother offended me by when he said something,
然后声音很大
，and he's loud,
很凶
，and mean.
然后我一看，我就很讨厌。
And you know, I look at him, I'm just like.
然后我心里面就想，你这像基督徒吗
？Like, are you really for real?
心里面这样想，嘴巴就说，你这样叫爱人如己吗
？Or you know, just looking at him like, are you loving others like you love yourself?
你有结圣灵的果子吗
？Are you bearing spiritual fruit?
圣灵的果子哪一个说是凶狠？The fruit of the Spirit, there's not one fruit of the Spirit that says, be mean.
Oh, okay.
没有，你这个讲的是真理啊。
You're speaking truth.
你完全没有信心跟爱心的表现啊。
But then there's no show of love and faith.
因为当我们没有用信心跟爱心的时候，我们就发现神的话根本还没有改变我们自己。
So then when there's no faith and love, then you come to realize God's word didn't even change you at all.
但是当我愿意因为我持守神的话，让神的话改变我，我就用爱心和信心，我去跟弟兄或姐妹分享的时候，弟兄姐妹，我的信心被眺望了。
But you know, when I can do that out of faith and love, it is also beneficial to my own faith because it gets excited and transcends.
最后第三就是这边讲到的，我们要持守。我们要持守那神所赐给我们的，我们要靠着 圣灵持守那神所赐给我们的就是福音。
And number, point number three, guard the gospel you received with the Holy Spirit.
这里所讲到的善道，讲到就是福音。
And then, so here, when guard, it says right here, in verse 14, guard the good deposit entrusted to you, and what that deposit is the gospel.
也就是我刚刚讲到的是耶稣基督所赐给你的生命。
And it's what I mentioned earlier. It is the life that Jesus Christ has given to you.
不是靠着你自己的能力去维持信这个福音和信心啊。
You know, this gospel and this faith, it's not maintained by your, it cannot be maintained by your own personal effort.
他说你要靠着住在我们里面的圣灵。
But,The only way to keep it going is to rely only by the Holy Spirit that dwells in us.
当我们靠自己的能力去持守福音，去好像要维持信心的时候，弟兄姐妹，结局就是累。
You know, when it is through your own effort that you're trying to maintain faith, and then to maintain the gospel,You know, there's only one result that comes of it. That
结局就是对、
huh? That you're exhausted.
你就是累，然后呢，你就是有压力。
And you just, you're tired and you're fatigued.
然后会很沉重。
And you feel heavy.
可是又怕别人知道。
But you're afraid to let other people know by showing.
弟兄姐妹，神所赐给我们的这个带着生命的福音。是神要我们靠着已经住在我们里面的圣灵去持守的。
You know, this, when God asks us to carry out this faith and this gospel, he's counting us to rely on what is already given to us and lives inside of us.
我们的信心和我们的这个新的生命，圣经上面告诉我们是靠着圣灵的更新而得到的。
You know, this faith that we have in the scripture says we acquire it only by this Holy Spirit.
当你想到主耶稣基督的美好，当你想到神的爱的时候，你是听见住在你里面的圣灵对你说，我爱你。
When you're reminded of the goodness and the love that God has to you, that reminder comes from the voice of the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of you.
神的灵对你说，你是有信心的人。
You know, the Holy Spirit, God's Holy Spirit tells you that you have faith.
跟随我，随着我而行，让我眺望你的信心啊。
Follow me, go with me, let me excite your faith.
你在生命当中，你要有智慧，你要有聪明，你来听我的声音。
If you want, if you wish for wisdom and strengthening of faith, you come to me for that.
我让你在你的生命当中，生活当中，我在你的工作上，我在你的家庭当中，我让你的信心能够彰显。
So, and then I will allow your faith to be exemplified, whether in your spiritual life, in your personal life, in your work life, or in your school life.
我们当中有人需要这样的信息。
You know, some of us among us needs this faith.
我们的心灵枯干。
You know, our heart is dried up.
我们在生活当中受到各式各样的压力，我们觉得我们解不出来。
You know, all these pressure in life, it's pushing you to a corner.
我们怕别人指出我们的不是，我们自己也对自己苛责。
You know, we definitely don't want others to point us to our faults that we already know, but we're also tormenting ourselves.Inside by knowing,
我们还是尽心尽力的在过生活，在服事，在工作。
You know, we're still trying hard to live earnestly in work and in service.
我们还是努力的做一个好的基督徒。
And we're trying hard to be a good Christian.
但是我们离开了神给我们的呼召。
But we had abandoned.The original calling that God had for us.
在他的爱中，借着福音给我们的呼召。
the calling out of his love through gospel.
让我们回到神的面前。
So let us return back to God.
听神的话。
Let's listen to him.
听神对我们说话。
Listen to him speaking to you.
让我们能够信靠他。
Let us trust and rely on him.
使我们在生命当中所彰显出来的是被他煽起的信心之火。
So let the flame that we have in our faith is empowered by the wind that comes from him.
Yeah, let you and I live a life. Yeah, that was good, Frank. Let you and I experience the revival and reflaming of our faith that's fanned up by our Lord himself.
Well,
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
主，这是一篇你要我们听得到。
This is a passage directly to us.
主，在当时是提摩太需要听得到。
You know, back then is what Timothy needed.
今天是我们需要听得到。
But today is what we needed.
主，我们是有信心的人，但是我们信心会软弱。
God, we are all people of faith, but that faith weakens.
我们信心会后退。
Our that faith regress at times.
但是你知道我们对你的爱。
But you know our love for you.
你知道我们对你的坚持。
You know our commitment to you.
主，今天我们愿意接受你的鼓励和安慰。
Lord, today we are willing to receive your encouragement and your comfort.
求你的圣灵充满我们每个人。
May your Holy Spirit fill each and every one of us.
主，让我们在面对我们生活的时候，不是只是用人的方式或人的能力去面对、去承担。
So that when we face our lives, we're not just merely doing it man's way.
我们靠着你话语的应许，我们靠着你圣灵的能力，主，我们可以蛮有能力、充满信心的去依靠你。
But through the power and the faith that comes with your true words, we are full faithfully reliant on you.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in your Jesus' holy name. Amen.